Elon Musk is urging U.S. officials to regulate the future development and use of artificial intelligence. The SpaceX and Tesla CEO spoke at the National Governors Association meeting over the weekend, stressing to leaders what he believes is a major danger to human beings.
AI is a fundamental risk to the existence of human civilization in a way that car accidents, airplane crashes, faulty drugs, or bad food were not.
Joining us for more on this is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Tony Rahm is senior editor of policy and politics for Recode. He joins us now. Hi, Tony.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, and this is not the first time that Elon Musk has talked about the dangers of artificial intelligence, but it certainly did catch the ear of governors. What did he tell them about why he's worried?
Yeah, Elon Musk is no major fan of artificial intelligence. For a long time now, the founder of SpaceX and Tesla has warned about dire consequences of AI, whether it's millions of Americans potentially out of work or robot overlords that, start to patrol the streets or something pretty consequential like that. And so while he was sitting with a bunch of governors from both parties at a meeting in Rhode Island this weekend, he encouraged them to regulate. He asked governors to take a closer look at this field and to begin to think about consumer protections that could deal with some of the economic and security issues posed by AI.
And how far into the future are the problems that Musk was talking about?
You know, in Musk's mind, they're very soon. And I think there are a lot of studies that suggest that we could see some effects of AI play out in the U.S. economy sooner than later. You know, there's a report out by PwC that found approximately 40% of U.S. jobs are at risk of disruption by artificial intelligence by about the year 2040. You know, that seems far away, but it's also not very far away. And you have plenty of companies like Google and IBM and Microsoft that are spending millions of dollars every year to start to think about ways to automate tasks and use powerful algorithms to do everything from, you know, improve the way factories operate to, and like, you know, help cars drive themselves and drones deliver packages.
It's interesting, though, that Musk feels that way, because I remember back in March, the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, talked about AI with Axios founder Mike Allen and said this.
In terms of artificial intelligence taking over American jobs, I think we're like so far away from that Not even on my radar screen.
How far away?
Far enough that it's
seven more years.
Seven more years. I think it's 50 or 100 more years.
50 or 100 more years. So, I guess safe to say that Washington is not really thinking about this problem right now.
Well, remember, Mnuchin took a lot of criticism for saying
right.
that. There were a lot of folks who spend money on artificial intelligence, who do this research, and labor experts who all said that the things that he was describing were going to happen way sooner than 50 to 100 years. And there's definite concern that as artificial intelligence begins to result in innovations that replace humans in jobs, that there's a need to retrain these workers. But I think Mnuchin's comments illustrate that there's a bit of a knowledge gap in Washington, D.C. on how this technology works and what exactly to do about it.
What about in Silicon Valley? Do other leaders in Silicon Valley share Musk's view?
Oh, it's full steam ahead in Silicon Valley when it comes to artificial intelligence. You know, in a sense, Musk is sort of a canary in a coal mine. He's even criticized Google, where he's put some of his money into the technology, you know, that Google is producing around artificial intelligence, raising concerns that companies like Google could produce some of the most evil innovations around artificial intelligence. So it's a bit different to hear a leader from Silicon Valley ask for regulation of the industry of which he's a major player.
So if part of the solution is awareness, here, how do you convey to everyday people how serious of an issue it is? Because when you talk about the problems with AI, it does start to sound like a sci-fi movie.
It sounds like a sci-fi movie, and it's a very difficult one to understand. I think artificial intelligence means so many different things to so many people, and it encompasses a broad array of technology, from the things that Facebook puts in place to help spot you in photos and recommend tags, all the way to self-driving cars and self-flying drones that deliver packages. So there's a lot of education that has to be done, both among policymakers and Americans, to truly understand this emerging field.
There's another part of the story, which is that AI research and development has turned into an international race of sorts, China spending billions to match or outpace the U.S. Are people worried about that?
Yeah, there are definitely folks in Washington, D.C. who always ask these questions about whether regulation in the United States keeps the U.S. second or third on those list of countries that are investing heavily in areas like AI. And this has really come up around the issue of self-driving cars and self-flying drones, where there are a lot more regulations of U.S. roads and U.S. airways than there are in foreign countries, which is why so many tech companies have flocked overseas to begin testing their technology. But I think at the end of the day, there are a lot of issues that the U.S. government has to address, whether it's safety and security or, you know, just basic logistical issues around the operation of AI that people like Musk are beginning to say, you know, hey, it's time to wake up and start to debate these things in D.C.
Are you worried about AI?
I'm worried about a lot of things.
That's Tony Rahm, senior editor of Policy and Politics for Recode. Tony, thank you.
Thanks for having me.